Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Numbers 19 to 96. M.R., Number 48, Use of the Tithe. Release requested for general use, not for common necessities of the house of God. Letters have come to me from Oakland and Battle Creek making inquiries as to the disposition made of the tithe. The writers supposed that they were authorized to use the tithe money in meeting the expenses of the church, as these expenses were quite heavy. From that which has been shown me, the tithe is not to be withdrawn from the treasury. Every penny of this money is the Lord's own sacred treasure, to be appropriated for a special use. The light which the Lord has given me on this subject is that the means in the treasury for the support of the ministers in the different fields is not to be used for any other purpose. If an honest tithe were paid and the money coming into the treasury were carefully guarded, the ministers would receive a just wage. The minister who labors should be sustained. But notwithstanding this, those who are officiating in this work see that there is not money in the treasury to pay the minister. They are withdrawing the tithe for other expenses, to keep up the meeting house necessities or some charity. God is not glorified in any such work. We have to raise our voice against this kind of management. Let those who have comfortable homes and are not called upon to leave their families consider this matter. Gifts and offerings should be brought in by the people as they are privileged in having houses of worship, as in Battle Creek and Oakland, two of our largest churches. Let house-to-house labor be done in setting before the families in Battle Creek and Oakland their duty in acting a part in meeting these expenses, which may be called common or secular, and let not the treasury be robbed. There has not been money in the treasury to supply ministers for the service of God. Those who have used the tithe money to supply the common necessities of the house of God have taken the money that should go to sustain ministers in doing His work, in preparing the way for Christ's second appearing. Just as surely as you do this work, you misapply the resources which God has told you to retain in His treasure house, that it may be full, to be used in His service. This work is something of which all who have taken a part in should be ashamed. They have used their influence to withdraw from God's treasury a fund that is consecrated to a sacred purpose. From those who do this, the blessing of the Lord will be removed. The tithe money must be kept sacred. I know from the light given me of God that there should be many workers in California. There should be workers in Michigan. And yet men are questioning in regard to using the tithe for other purposes than that which the Lord specified. In California, in all our cities in America, in the highways and byways, men and women should go forth as consecrated workers who will proclaim the message of warning. To share the Lord's money with needy fields. In some of the larger conferences, the tithe may be more than sufficient to sustain the laborers now in the field. But this does not sanction its use for any other purpose. If the conferences were doing the work that God desires them to do, there would be many more laborers in the field, and the demand for funds would be greatly increased. The conferences should feel a burden for the regions beyond their own borders. There are missions to be sustained in fields where there are no churches and no tithes, and also where the believers are new and the tithe limited. If you have means that is not needed after settling with your ministers in a liberal manner, send the Lord's money to these destitute places. Special light on this point has been given. I was listening to the voice of a heavenly messenger, and the directions given were that the churches that had buildings and facilities should in this way assist the missions in foreign countries. A solemn warning. We received your letter today. The question in regard to applying the tithes for incidental expenses connected with the church is referred to. You say that this has not been done in blank for years. I am glad to hear this. I answer in accordance with the light recently given me of God, and which has led me to write so much on this matter, that it is a mistake for our churches to appropriate the tithe for any other purpose than to sustain the ministry. The Lord will not work in your favor if you do this.
The tithe is not to be consumed in incidental expenses. That belongs to the work of the church members. They are to support their church by their gifts and offerings. When this matter is seen and realized in all its bearings, there will be no questions on this subject. Through his servant Malachi, the Lord gives a most solemn warning in reference to this matter. He says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Malachi 3, verse 10. The Lord has revealed to me that when the members of the church in blank shall learn to deny themselves, when they shall consecrate themselves to God, when they shall practice economy as true-hearted sons and daughters of God, when they shall expend much less for outward display and shall wear plain, simple clothing without unnecessary adornments, when their faith and works shall correspond, then they will be the Lord's true missionaries and will have clear discernment and spiritual understanding. They will have a sense of the sacredness of God's work. They will see the necessity of the tithe money being faithfully paid into the treasury and reserved for the sacred work to which God designs that it shall be devoted, to carry the last message of mercy to a fallen world. God's people are to lift the standard of truth in every place where the message of mercy has not been proclaimed. Every soul who is honored in being a steward of God is to carefully guard the tithe money. This is sacred means. The Lord will not sanction your borrowing this money for any other work. It will create evils you cannot now discern. It is not to be meddled with by the blank church, for there are missions to be sustained in other fields where there are no churches and no tithes. When the men who, as God's messengers, have their work to do, will do it in a straightforward manner, the church of blank will take care of the duties belonging to it individually. The members will furnish the means to sustain these extra expenses. But by using the tithe for these expenses, or filling the gaps made in business lines, you lift from them a burden which they should, as a church, carry. Time, precious time, is passing into eternity, and the work that should be done in saving perishing souls is left undone. Keep your hands off the Lord's reserve fund. That means is to do a great work before probation shall close. Not 1/100th part of the work that should be done in California is being done. Missionary workers are few. It is most painful to me to see how little is being done in self-sacrificing effort, in bringing up the church to sense their individual responsibility and the necessity of self-denial. Look at the congregations coming into the houses of worship in blank and blank, and see how much money is expended in dress that should go to the Lord's cause. But you cannot, as responsible men, be clear in the sight of God unless you shall practice more economy and self-denial yourselves, unless you shall bear a testimony that will cut its way to the heart of self-indulgence. It makes me heartsick to see the most sacred, solemn truth ever given to our world have so little influence upon the life and character of many who profess to believe the Word of God. What is the matter? The truth is not practiced. The life of the world's Redeemer is our example in all things. There is much more in the Word of God than many have discovered.
There is practical godliness that must be brought into the life and character. There are heights and depths that we might reach if there were less self-indulgence and more consecration to God. The Lord has shown me that when those who are in office will do their appointed work and bind about their many supposed wants, when they shall practice the self-denial that God enjoins, and encourage economy in every line as it is their duty to do by setting the example, there will be a solemn, straightforward testimony, hearts and lips touched with holy fire coming forth from the great center in California, and blank will have an influence on smaller churches. Letter 81, 1897, pages 1 to 5. To Brother Jones, May 27, 1897. A letter to Elder Daniels.
I send you this morning a letter written for America and sent there yesterday morning, which will show you how I regard the tithe money being used for other purposes. See Special Testimonies, Series A10, 16-24. This is the Lord's special revenue fund for a special purpose. I have never so fully understood this matter as I now understand it. Having had questions directed here to me to answer, I have had special instruction from the Lord that the tithe is for a special purpose, consecrated to God to sustain those who minister in the sacred work, as the Lord's chosen to do His work not only in sermonizing, but in ministering. They should understand all that this comprehends. There is to be meat in the house of God who believe the truth, to give a faithful tithe to the Lord, and ministers should be encouraged and sustained by that tithe. Letter 40, 1897, page 1. To Elder Daniels, March 16, 1897. White Estate, Washington, D.C., August 22, 1951.